Hello, this is my first reflection for Model United Nations, my non-art creative experience. So far this year, I've participated in three conferences, and I will participate in two more conferences. And I'm really excited about IMM because I've been doing this for 5 years. I really like doing it, and it offers a nice counterpoint and balance to my life of mainly doing math. So I will be talking about engaging with issues of global significance because Model United Nations is basically global significance. And I will also be talking about identifying my own strength and developing areas for personal growth. Most importantly, as of this year, I've participated mostly as a chair and so several times as a delegate. So the only time this year I've been a delegate is in our school's own conference, UWCMUN, becoming the delegate of the United States of America, the US of A, in Security Council. I realized that there is a certain power dynamic in the room. If you're a less powerful nation or a more powerful nation, so and even as teenagers, you tend to get stuck into that. This really made me reflect about the imbalance of power in this global political climate, and offers a nice point to ponder if, in terms of being an issue of global significance, is that are the opinions of the peoples of stronger countries more relevant or more heard or more executed than the opinions of people from a less powerful country? And if so, how could equality be ever executed in that manner? And this is very important because this leads to topics of philosophical discussion, which I will mention in my next video regarding Philosophy Club. In addition, I've also written about things such as ensuring the rights to abortion, ensuring reproductive rights of women. I've also written about drug use and legalizing drugs for medicinal purposes, which is in an upcoming conference. And I've also written about the question of ensuring refugees' right to work, which is also in another conference. So in this, I've identified some of my personal strength and weaknesses. In terms of that, my strength is research. I can write really good research reports. I can get really in depth about a topic. But in terms of weaknesses, I think is also to exert or kind of put myself into that power dynamic once you're in the room, because MUN is not only about how well researched you are, but also really importantly about how teenagers are able to display their ego or put their point forward confidently. And one very noticeable thing is that I think I come from a culture where introversion is more valued. And in the past, I've mainly used MUN as a method to get better at speaking English. So because I started doing MUN in grade 6 as a second language student, I've never thought that MUN could actually be so much about confidence and how you present yourself. And this really made me question if that would be an area for personal growth, or is that relative to the environment you're in? Because I think in daily life, I am good at putting my opinions forward, but in an environment where everyone's really aggressive, I tend to have my opinions because everyone's really aggressive. So this offers some space for personal reflection.